Smiles in Town Hall tonight, folks. 60 minutes of fun and music brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Salopatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Salopatica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian Fred Allen, music by Peter Van Steeden, and tonight a very special contest. New music, new voices, new laughs. It's Town Hall tonight! Crowd here, Fred Allen, as he heads his weekly parade to the Old Town Hall. Fred's leading the band with an icicle, followed by those cold storage hams, the Mighty Allen Art Players. Let's join the happy throng. Everybody's going to the Old Town Hall. Everybody's going. Here they come, radio fans.
What are you doing, Chester? Putting chili sauce on the radio.
There's a show on this evening, Flossie, and I'm going to eat it up. It's Town Hall tonight.
Organ grinder.
Here's a nickel organ grinder. Let me hear you swing.
No swing of the day, lady. I gotta listen to the radio. It's a town hall of tonight.
Nationwide poll.
I ain't got much faith in polls, Homer, not since the election.
Well, there's one thing them polls can't go wrong on. It's town hall tonight.
Well, I see Fred stopped in front of the old town hall, and he's regaling the crowd with frothy facts about the fun on the inside. Let's listen.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, folks. But you can always get a seat at the old town hall. Now, those who aren't picketing, step inside, please.
Evening, Mr. Allen.
Why, good evening there, Mrs. Bob.
Hi there, Boogeyman.
Hi, Sheriff. You taking your nightstick inside?
You bet. I didn't come to dance, but I may have to swing it.
There are songs and fun, and am I the one on the inside, folks? So let's hurry.
Hey, are you through barking, Fred?
Yes, I am, Harry. We're opening the show with Alabama Barbecue.
Righto, Fred. Let her go, Peter.
There'll be no low moaning or kicking, but there'll be cornbread and fried chicken. There'll be no picking cotton. Cotton will be forgotten at the Alabama barbecue. There'll be no high preaching or praying, but there'll be some swinging and swaying. And there'll be no baptizing, but there'll be harmonizing at the Alabama barbecue. Keep the banjo strumming, keep things humming, this great day's coming to you. And there'll be no time for complaining, but there'll be sunshine and no raining. There'll be no Romeo Satan, and we start celebrating at the Alabama barbecue.
Presenting that gigantic juggler of jive, jest, and Joe Miller mania, Fred Allen, in person.
Thank you. I only heard the last half of that, Harry, so I'm only going to give you half as much as I would have given you had I heard. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before we drag out the gab bag and let you see what Lady Luck has in store for you this evening, I'll read you the town hall bulletin for tonight. Hodge White, everybody's grocer, says that all of you fellas who've been hanging around the store for the last 10 years, you've got to find a new place to park. Now, Hodge says that up to now he hasn't minded people loafing around, but with Social Security coming in, he's darned if he's going to have folks cluttering up his store all their lives, and then, by gad, pension them off when they're 65. So much for social obscurity around the village. And now for the town hall news. The curtain, Harry.
I'm building it up for a letdown, Fred.
Oh, don't coin phrases. Just let it down, Harry. The lights go out, and we bring you the latest news of the week. The town hall news sees nothing, shows all. Tampa, Florida. Police Chief C.J. Woodruff announces new service for citizens of Tampa. Gentlemen who have imbibed too freely and cannot drive their cars home are invited to call the police department. Patrol wagons will pick them up and deliver them to their doors. Town Hall News shows how new system may work out. The scene, a tavern.
I don't know. I just... There's your change, buddy. Drink up, man. It's closing time.
Good night, Bill.
Night, boys.
Hey, give me another high rifle, bartender.
I'm closing up, bud. You better be getting home. Can you make it?
I got my car right outside.
Car? You can't drive no car in that condition.
Okay, I'll stay here. Give me a try, white wall.
Nothing Come doing, on. Bud. I gotta close up. You better call up the police department.
Yeah, the cops will take me to the cooler.
No, this is Tampa, bud. They'll take you home. Just tell the chief you're a gentleman drunk.
A gentleman's... that's okay.
Dial O.
Oh, okay. Hello. Operator?
Joy Street Station. Chief Muldoon speaking. Who's calling?
A gentleman drunk, chief. I gotta go home.
Where are you?
Where am I, bartender?
Bozart's Tavern.
Bozart's Tavern, chief.
Okay, can you stand?
Sure.
Then stand by for the patrol.
Okie dokie, chief.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Gentleman drunk at Bozart's Tavern. Pick up and deliver. That's all.
This the Bozart's Tavern, buddy?
Yeah, this is it, copper.
Where's the gentleman drunk?
Right here, Ossifer. Some service.
All right, now come on, brother. Let's go.
Okay, good night, Phil.
Good night.
Just get in the Mariah there, Stu.
No, it's dark in there. I'm scared.
Okay, get up on the front seat. I'll shut the door. Now, where do you live?
Since Main Street.
Wait. Soon as that seltzer stops escaping, give me that again, will you? Wait, is that 666?
That's close enough.
Why, that's just around the corner. You could have crawled home.
Come on, step on it, copper. Hey,
quiet, brother. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Quiet down.
Okay.
Here we are, 666.
666. There's no place like...
Quiet, you'll wake the neighbors.
I ain't afraid of neighbors. But there's 2 pink elephants after me.
All right, now, come on. Ups a daisy, Frankenstein.
Is this 666?
It's 666, yes. Here, lean on me.
Oh, boy, I must have left my legs in the car.
All right, steady now, buddy. Can you open the front door?
Let me out. Where's the keyhole?
Wait, you can't unlock the door with that cigar.
Well, what do you know? I must have smoked my latch key.
Okay. Wait, I'll knock on the door.
Coming, just a minute. What is it, officer?
I'm delivering one gentleman drunk, lady. Sign here.
It's me, sweetheart.
Oh, you poor darling. Bring him right in.
Well, good night all. No.
Oh, what do you know? He's passed out. I'll drop him here on the corner.
Oh, he's handsome. I wonder who he is.
Say, isn't this guy your husband, lady?
Oh, dear, no. I never saw him before.
Then why are you so glad to see him?
Why not? This is the old lady's home. Whoopee!
New York City, New York. Starting tomorrow, the Radio City Music Hall will present the picture made from last season's Critics' Prize play, Winterset. Town Hall News brings you a brief synopsis of this dynamic film, Winterset.
It's cold out, Elmer. You better put on some underwear.
My summer suit?
No, your Winterset.
Philadelphia, PA. Record football crowd sees Navy beat Army with incompleted pass which officials rule completed. Town Hall News shows Navy man making an incomplete pass. The incompleted pass.
How about a kiss, babe?
Scram, sailor.
Oh!
Hollywood, California. Town Hall News previews latest K. Francis George Brent picture, Follow Your Heart. Follow Your Heart.
Ah, do you call that bridge? Trump in my ace!
I only had one heart, Herman. It blew out the window.
It did it? Then out you go.
Oh, not out of the window, Herman.
Yeah, follow your heart.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Now, tonight...
I-N-O-C-U-L-A-T-E.
As I was saying, tonight...
Innuendo. I-N-N-U-E-N-D-O.
Say, there's either an echo or we've got a stowaway on this program.
Excuse me, Frau. I've got a list of tricky words here that are frequently misspelled, and I was...
Well, can it wait, Harry?
It's really very interesting, though, Fred. How do you spell embarrass?
E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S.
It's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's wrong. See, there are 2 R's in embarrass.
Well, I wouldn't know, Harry. I have my own personal way of spelling lots of words.
Well, all right. We'll do it your way. How do you personally spell dentifrice?
Oh, that's easy, Harry. I-P-A-N-A. Ipana.
Right. And that's the way thousands of other people spell their dentifrice, too, Fred. Because Ipana is the dentifrice for brighter, whiter teeth and firmer, healthier gums. Probably the greatest single reason for the growing popularity of Ipana is this. When you massage your gums with it, Ipana helps tone and stimulate them. We eat so many soft, creamy foods nowadays that our gums don't get enough exercise. And the daily use of Ipana and massage supplies that stimulation which helps guard against gum troubles. When you realize that at the same time Ipana adds to the luster of your teeth, you can readily see why so many men and women spell dentifrice I-P-A-N-A. And remember it for the smile of beauty.
Van Steeden and the Ipana Troubadours have just played It's De Lovely from the Broadway musical hit Red Hot and Blue. Now, on Friday night,
Mr.
there is
going...
Oh, God.
Mr. Allen!
Yes, here. You don't have to yell. Just flex a digit and I'll come higgledy-piggledy.
Hello!
Well, sir, they laughed when I walked into the flophouse. They didn't know I was going to take a tramp around town. If it isn't Portland.
Yes, Papa sent me out to get his union suit. He's having it fur-lined.
Well, don't tell me that this dash of cold weather is upsetting Papa.
I'll say, when his false teeth start to chatter, Papa says it feels as though he's got Fred Astaire's foot in his mouth.
Well, it could be worse. He might have gobbles.
Oh, boy, you said a mouthful.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
But I was talking about the cold.
That's right. You know, it was so cold last night you could feel New York shaking.
What was it? An earthquake?
No, just Bear Mountain having a chill.
It's been pretty cold up in New England, too.
Well, how do you know?
Papa got a letter from Boston today. I looked at the stamp, and Washington's lips were all chapped.
They were, huh? Well, it's colder than that in Canada.
Really?
Why, I read that druggists in Toronto were putting alcohol in their alcohol to keep it from freezing.
Oh, I remember the coldest day in the history of New York.
You mean last year when those stands on Broadway were selling orange juice on a stick?
No, it was colder than that.
How cold?
You know those two stone lions outside the public library?
Uh-huh. There's one on each side of the building.
Well, it was so cold, those two lions were huddled together trying to keep warm.
Look, I can read between the lions, and something tells me...
That you've got company?
Oh, now, wait. If you've brought any of your social jetsam here tonight...
Miss Wells! Miss
Oh, no, don't bring only the
coming,
best
Portland.
People.
Hurry, Miss Sandy.
Yes, I'm coming. Lord, I ain't Mrs. Paul Revere.
Well, if you were, it might explain why Paul spent most of his time with a horse.
Oh, don't mind Mr. Allen, girls. He's always joking.
He'd better not joke around us.
No, when girls get our age, we're only interested in men who mean business.
What is this, a joint proposal?
Well, we're here on business, but it can wait.
Yes, if Mr. Wright comes along, he won't find Myrtle and me napping, eh, Myrtle?
Oh, Gladys.
Haven't you and Miss Sandy ever been courted, Miss Wilkes?
Well, no man ever really courted me, but I've been chased.
And history is going to repeat itself in just a minute.
Gosh, it's tough being a spinster.
A spinster, really? I guess I've had my old flame.
The last old flame you saw was the Chicago Fire.
Oh, stop it, Mr. Rowan.
I was Miss America in 1917.
Well, the country was going to war that year. They wanted a battle axe as a symbol.
Of all the snippety up top.
Yes, why, I've never
now,
heard of
now
such
look,
a...
look, look, cherubs. I feel the hermit urge coming on, and I'd like to be alone.
But the girls are here to see you about Christmas, Mr. Rowan.
Yes, we represent the Let Us Make Your Christmas Merry Incorporated.
Our slogan is, Your Christmas is Our Christmas.
What is that, gay 90s double talk?
How does your service work, Miss Wells?
Yeah, that's...
Well, if you turn your Christmas over to the Let Us Make Your Christmas Merry Incorporated, the first thing we do is make up your Christmas card.
Right. I'm quick as a flash on rhyming, you know. Moon, June, love, dove. That'll give you an idea.
Yes, it does.
Oh, boy. Could you rhyme up a card for Mr. Rowan?
Could she? On your toes, Gladys.
Come, muse, we're off.
If the muse is off, it's certainly got company.
Quiet, scoffer. Carry on, Gladys.
Here we go. Jingle your bells, blow your horn, blow and blow. It's Christmas morn. Blow to your uncle and blow to your cousin. Blow him to a card. They're a dime a dozen.
That's swell, Miss Sandy.
We mail these cards to all your friends.
Well, two cards can't run into money.
Do you plan Mr. Allen's whole day, Miss Will?
And how? Christmas Eve, soon as you get to bed, the fun begins.
Now, don't tell me that you two come down my chimney with a mock reindeer.
Oh, no. We stand outside and throw stones at your window.
The minute the glass breaks, you get up and look out the window.
And I break into a carol. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Allen. Merry Christmas.
Oh, boy, that's sentiment.
Sentiment? The glass is broken in my window, and I'm standing there with the north wind air conditioning my pajamas? That isn't sentiment. That's auditioning for double pneumonia.
Mr. Allen, what happens now, Miss Will?
At six the next morning, we wake up the kiddies.
I haven't any kiddies.
You will have Christmas morning.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No magic here.
Where does Mr. Allen get the kiddies, Miss Will?
I rent them the night before from an orphan asylum. Little fat ones with loud voices.
Oh, Christmas isn't Christmas without kiddies.
After the tree is trimmed, we distribute the presents.
What presents?
They'll be on your bill.
Yes, we buy all the presents for you. Uncle Joe gets a brown number one. Aunt Lizzie gets a Chippendale pogo stick. And on, far into the budget.
Now, look, far into the budget. What? I haven't any relatives.
We supply the relatives at a dollar a head. By dinner time, your place will be jammed.
After dinner, games are started for the kiddies.
And Christmas cheer reaches its peak.
What Christmas cheer? I've got a house full of strange people, a couple of rented kids eating my food, stand-ins for relatives taking my presents, and I don't know a soul in the joint.
The girls will introduce you, Mr. Allen.
I don't want to be introduced. I want to spend the day in bed, sleeping.
You'll never be missed. The party will still go on.
Yes. You see, the Let Us Make Your Christmas Merry Incorporated will make merry regardless.
We guarantee tinsel bedlam complete for $100.
Well, can't you hold the party someplace else?
Yes, but it'll cost you $50 extra.
Fine, I'll give you $100 more to hold the party at Jack Benny's.
Oh, no, no, no. Any place but there.
Why can't I have my Christmas party at Jack's house?
He gave us $200 to hold his party at your house.
Buck Benny hides again, eh? So long, girls. Alfie the Saint Portland.
Alf Tally Ho!
And now... for the town hall. Now for the town hall quartet, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the boys sing a song dedicated to the only man who ever wore an apple for a beret. The song is William Tell.
I wonder what will William tell when he gets home to Ma.
Well, the king took William's only son, placed an apple all in fun
on the little fellow's head.
Now shoot it off, he said.
And then William Tell, as you all know, slowly drew his trusty bow,
fixed an arrow in the string
as he laughed at the king.
And to the surprise of the population, he treated their eyes to a demonstration. Believe it or not, William shot that apple. And was the king hot when he got that apple? Said William Tell, all is well. The king just sneered, but the crowd cheered. It turned out to be William's day of glory. An apple, you see, made this rhythm story.
The story of William Tell.
Way back when we were taught to spell in the schoolhouse by the dell, how we children used to dwell on mighty William Tell. Suppose that William Tell had missed, this would have a different twist. Suppose that William Tell had missed. Way back when we were taught to spell in the schoolhouse by the dell, how we children used to dwell on mighty William Tell. But suppose that William Tell had missed, this would have a different twist. We could not put this across, 'cause it would be applesauce.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And thank you, boys. Now, tonight, we read you the Town Hall short story of the week, entitled The Awakening. And here's the story.
Donald Payne, a young businessman, woke up one morning with the first symptoms of a cold. His head was stopped up, his throat was dry, and he felt terrible. But being a modern young man, he knew the modern way to fight his cold. He decided to get plenty of rest, to drink plenty of liquids, to watch his diet. But first, above all else, to put 2 teaspoonfuls of sal hepatica in a glass of water and drink it.
And here's the story behind the story.
You can often throw off a cold more quickly by doing 2 fundamental things at the first sign of your cold. Rid your body of wastes and help nature combat the acidity that usually accompanies a cold. And you can do both these things at once by taking sal hepatica. Because sal hepatica is the mineral salt laxative especially made to remove wastes from the body, and at the same time to help nature combat acidity. 2 excellent reasons why physicians have recommended sal hepatica for more than 40 years. Don't take chances with your cold, ladies and gentlemen. Take sal hepatica for the smile of health. There's the theme song of the Mighty Allen Art Players, and they'll be with you immediately after your station announcement.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present the Pulitzer Pains in the Neck, the Mighty Allen Art Players. Tonight, these wet smacks in the theatrical sea present a Scotch drama entitled The Prodigal Daughter's Return, or The Fatted Calf Was on Her. Over to you, Peter. If I could collect my insurance, I would lay me down and die.
Sunday, McCollin, if you don't stop that yowling, I'll be the one today.
Hush, Maggie. I've got to have my wits about me. I'm playing solitaire. Red 8 goes on black 9.
For 2 years you've been playing the same game of solitaire.
Aye, and it's nerve-wracking. I promised myself a dollar if I run out the card.
If you lose a dollar, Sunday, you'll commit suicide.
If I lose, A Kenaloos.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I've concealed the Jack of Spee.
And you cannot run out the game.
No, if I play till doomsday, the joke's on me. Sandy McAllen is too foxy for Sandy McAllen.
Sandy, you're the meanest man in all Aberdeen.
I am a father was mean before me. I can see father knew. He'd run in the house on the hour and cuckoo to save the wear and tear on the clock.
The miser.
I, at night, father'd move my cradle to the window so I could look up at the stars.
Larchmore, a wee baby glaring at stars.
I weaned myself looking at the Milky Way.
It's a pity his greed didn't undo him.
Aye, and it did. He was so tight, one day he put his mind to it and suffocated himself.
Well, I'll prepare supper.
I'm an old cowhand from Loch Lomond. What's for the past, haggis?
No, I've got the remains of the chicken from Sunday 2 weeks last.
Aye, it's a wishbone intact.
Aye, it is.
Good, we'll break it. If we get our wish, we'll wish the meat back on the chicken.
Aye, it's a nourishing thought.
But hold your preparations, Maggie. I've got an idea.
An idea?
Aye, be quiet.
Are you daft, Sandy McAllen, blowing your breath down a rat hole?
I have a purpose.
Oh, what are you up to?
I nearly had you.
Puffing down a rat hole. Are you trying to intoxicate the mice?
No, I've got cheese on my breath, Maggie. The rat will sense it. When he looks out of the hole, I'll slush him with my keen.
Are we having a rat for supper?
No, but if I stun a rat, I'll give it to the cat.
Aye.
It's the cat meat we'll have for supper.
That's the last straw, Sandy McAllen. I married the cheapest man alive.
I appreciate your kind words, Maggie, but this is no time for flattery.
It was your stinginess drove our only daughter away from home 20 years ago.
And he'll return. I've kept a candle in the window every night for 20 years.
Aye, but how can Annie find the house? You're too cheap to light the candles.
I'm relying on woman's intuition.
Oh, my poor heart's broken.
Hilton, I'll turn on the radio. It'll cheer you up, Maggie. When the tubes come to a glow, I'll have a look at the paper.
Aye, turn on the radio. I always enjoy a bit of music with my grief.
Hang the experts at a time like this. She's on.
This is station K-A-L-T, the voice of the thistle, folks. The next program is We the People. We the People speak.
Hootman!
First tonight, 40 seconds have been loaned to Annie McAllen. Annie ran away from home 20 years ago. Tonight, she wants to run back. Annie's going to speak to her father, Sandy McAllen. Take it away, Annie.
It's Annie, father. I'm engaged to be married. Prepare for a wedding. I'll be right home.
Turn it off.
Oh, it's Annie. Our Annie. She's coming home.
Aye, to be married. Who's knocking? Stop abusing the door. If you've got traffic with Sandy McAllen, whistle.
I'll open the door gently.
Aye, and mind the hinges.
Congratulations, Sandy.
What's your motive, Angus McSapp?
It's about the wedding. The whole town hears Danny over your radio.
Over my personal radio?
Aye, we've captured aerial, Sandy. Every family in Toon has a loudspeaker.
You mean every time we turn on the radio?
Aye, the community has a concert.
And I'm a philanthropist?
Aye, Sandy. Sit down. You're shit?
It's a shock.
It's too bad. I'll get Doon to business while he's still conscious.
What business?
Well, you'll need music for Annie's wedding. And I'm the best piper in the glen, Sandy.
We'll no be needing your squealing, Angus. I'll whistle the wedding march myself.
You're so tight, Sandy, the wind will no come out of your mouth.
Aye. You'd better engage my bagpipes and play it safe, Sandy.
You've trapped me, Angus. You're engaged.
I'll dash home for my pipes.
And hurry back now. Annie will return any minute.
I'll hasten, Mrs. McAllen.
Well, he's gone for the wind.
Aye, it's an ill wind that comes out of Angus's bagpipe. Mind the door. That's an acquaintance. Open the door, Maggie.
Aye, I will.
Oh, greetings the day.
Drop the pose, Reverend McJoyne. What brings you to the door of Sandy McAllen?
I've come to officiate at Annie's wedding.
Have you brought the rice, Reverend?
Aye, and I'm wearing my old shoes to throw at the bride.
As man to man, what's your rock-bottom fee for the mumbling, Reverend?
Well, $2 is my standard charge, and I'll throw in the first christening free.
Will you include the last rites if I'm stricken sudden?
Aye, that a will. And you can have any rice I've overlooked when I've swept the floor.
That's a transaction, Reverend. Mind the door.
Poor Sonny, this must be Annie the new.
Come in.
Mither, Father, it's Annie.
Annie.
Come in, you.
Aye, how are you?
This is the lucky man, Hugh McIntyre.
It's a brobrecht nicht the nicht, folks.
Oh, bless you, my children.
Not too fast, Reverend. I've not given my consent.
Hush, Sunday.
Why, Father, Hugh is the man of my dreams.
Aye, but you might be subject to nightmares.
I'm a law-abiding, church-going man, Mr. McCallan. I'm no loose-living bit of male fluff with fancy pants and a black hat.
Mind, I'm not objecting to your appearance, Hugh McIntyre.
Then what is your complaint?
The McCallan clan has a tradition to uphold. We're the meanest, cheapest, stingiest family in Scotland.
What are you hinting at, Father?
The clan McCallan has never nursed a spendthrift at its bosom.
Are you extravagant, Mr. McIntyre?
Extravagant? Have you got an interpreter to define the word for me?
Mither means, are you lavish, Hugh?
Ha, ha! I'm as mean as they come, Mrs. McCallan.
How mean are you, Hugh McIntyre?
Speak up, Hugh.
I will. I'm so tight, when I sit down, my mouth flies open.
Aye, you show promise, lad.
I'm so mean, I've been soaking my feet in alum since the day I was born.
Shrinking your feet?
Aye, look at my boots.
You're wearing baby's booties.
Aye, my first pair. I'm 30 years old and they're yet to be sold and healed.
Continue, lad.
I've got the first penny I ever made.
What condition is it in?
I've squeezed it so tight, Lincoln's whiskers are reduced to ingrown hairs.
Are you new impressed, Father?
The lad's slowly gaining my respect.
And this'll clinch it, Annie.
What's your trump card, Hugh McIntyre?
Wait till I open my coat. Look.
Magnificent! Your vest and shirt are painted onto your underwear.
I'm cheaper than that.
Impossible.
Aye, my underwear is tattooed onto my skin.
That's the topper. Take her, my boy, with my blessing.
No, we'll start the ceremony, Sandy.
Oh, wait. Angus is coming with his bagpipes to play the wedding music.
Oh, hurry, Reverend. We can save his feet.
My son-in-law, what a man.
I'm ready, Reverend.
Aye. Do you take this woman?
Hold on, Reverend.
What's wrong, Sunday?
I forgot the most important question.
Where are we going to live, you mean?
No. Is the groom employed?
Och, that I am, Mr. McCallan. And steadily, I'm a feature with McBarnum and McBailey's Circus.
The day is sailed.
Not too fast. What is your employment with the circus, Hugh?
I'm the India Rubber Man.
A fine profession. Go ahead, Reverend.
Aye. Do you take this woman?
Close your book, Reverend. The wedding is off.
Say, Sunday.
My word is final.
Well, I'm as cheap as ye are, McAllen. What's your objection?
Your work's my objection.
An India rubber man is honest employment.
Aye, but an India rubber man is out of place in Scotland. He'll give.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. So much for the Mighty Allen Art Players, and now for the Mighty Allen Explanation. Town Hall has a Social Security Act all its own, and its explanation will be in the words of our Vice President in charge of straightening things out, Harry Von Zell.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one very important form of Social Security is an attractive smile, showing bright, sparkling teeth. But since teeth are seldom white and sparkling, when gums are soft and tender, we earnestly advise the daily use of Ipana toothpaste and massage. Here's why.
Ipana is the toothpaste designed not only to clean and brighten teeth thoroughly, but when used with massage, to give your gums the toning and stimulation they need to help guard against gum trouble.
Ipana and massage has the approval of dentists all over the nation. It's taught by modern teachers in modern schools. And it's the daily routine of men and women everywhere who realize how important it is to help safeguard the health of their teeth and gums. A beautiful smile is an undeniable social asset. So remember Ipana for your smile of beauty.
fine, and when we danced for a dime, dear, my head was reeling. But not from wine, there's love in my heart, and it will keep on growing. I know that I'm aiming high, but here's a toast to what I want the most. Here's love, love in your eyes.
Now here comes Fred out on the stage leading a very special group of guests to the microphone. Delegations from three of our great universities, the Triangle Club of Princeton, the Mask and Wig of University of Pennsylvania, and Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Club. Fred's going to explain about it, but first let's give them all a real town hall reception.
Thank you. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are fortunate enough to have as our guests ambassadors of entertainment from these nationally famous college dramatic clubs. Now, this is not an amateur contest. It is merely a friendly three-cornered joust, all in fun. And since the lads from each club are competing as groups, we are awarding as a first prize to the winning club a beautiful silver trophy. Now, I'm going to ask you folks here in the town hall to select the winners. Your applause after each act will be recorded on our applause machine, and the totals will be added together, and if we're stuck, Professor Einstein has agreed to rush down on his tricycle to decide the winner. Now, first tonight... You don't think the professor will object, do you, Bill?
No.
First tonight, we welcome from Princeton's Triangle Club, Bill Borden, Frank Taplin, and Richard Cowday. Incidentally, I want to call your attention to the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the Princeton Triangle Club show this year is called Take It Away. And the Princeton show will play here at the Venice Theater December 21st and 22nd. The Venice Theater is at the corner of 59th Street and 77th Avenue, was formerly the Jolson Theater. Jolson, as everybody knows, was formerly the Mammy, and so on. But as long as the show... long as the show is called... Before we start, ladies and gentlemen, I want to... I don't know what's going to happen tonight, Bill, to be frank with you. I want to have you meet the president of this year's Triangle Club, Mr. William Borden. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Borden, the president of the Princeton Triangle Club. I just wanted to tell you, Bill, I had a joke in my mind. As long as the show is going to play the Venice Theater, I thought we could call it Gondola with the Wind. But on second... I thought... well, perhaps I shouldn't have brought that up. But we want you to know, after all, you're not a stranger here, Bill, are you?
No, no.
You were kind enough to come down with us last year when Brooks Bowman, who was in his last year at Princeton last year, 1936, wasn't it? Brooks wrote Love on a Dime, ladies and gentlemen, and he was kind enough to come down here twice last season, and Bill came with him, and so we feel that Bill has a half interest in the town hall. Of course, that'll run into money, which we'll owe him, but he may live to work it out. Well, I'm going to turn your part of the festivities over to you, William, and will you take matters up from here? I think the less of me there is at a college function, the better it'll be for the college. And for me, too. You all right?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do three numbers tonight. And Dick Cowdery, who plays the part of Dixie Delano, a passe movie queen in our new show, will do the announcing. Dick Cowdery.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give you as our first number, the title number from the show, Take It Away, played on two pianos by Bill Borden and Frank Taplin. Thank you. Now Frank Taplin is going to sing us a number, What You've Done to Me.
I've got a palpitation. My heart is up in arms. I'm taken by your charms. I find I'm falling. It's appalling. What you've done to me. I'm so infatuated. I slumber as I eat. I'm dreaming on my feet. You ascertain I'm quite insane. But that's what you've done to me. I'm waxing pathological, or maybe it's biological. I'm filled with passion, jungle fashion. I don't intend to even pretend, cause I'm so intoxicated. I stumble when I walk, I mumble when I talk, and you're to blame, aren't you ashamed of what you've done to me?
Bill Borden and I are going to give you a little trick called Hand in Glove. I can see where you and I could be a perfect pair. You'd make a wonderful catch. We'd be a marvelous match. Cause we get along like Mutt and Jeff. Like the bass and treble clef. Hand in glove. And in love with you. We get along like Jack and Jill, Diddy Tinkum and her pill, be in cahoots with you.
We're smoking fire, tube and tire, poached eggs and hash, yes, with pen and ink, food and drink, corn and beans and succotash.
We get along through thick and thin, like vermouth and Gordon's gin, hand in glove. And in love with you.
We get along like Nip and Tuck, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, hand in glove, and in love with you. We get along like Spick and Span, Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontaine, head in hat, tit for tat with you. We're pot and pan, black and tan, baked beans and pork,
fife and drum, tooth and gum, Jersey City and New York.
We get along like this and that, like a spinster and her cat, hand in glove and in love with you.
Thank you very much. Was William Borden, Frank Taplin, and Richard Cowdy. I should have told you, ladies and gentlemen, that most of the music for this year's show has been written by Mr. Borden and Mr. Taplin. Thank you very much. And now, from the University of Pennsylvania's Mask and Wig Club, I am happy to introduce Lou Elverson, Bitz Chesley, Robert Lowe Kunzig, and Rummy Martell. I don't know how that Rummy got in there, but I'm... probably have to answer for that later. The Mask and Wig production this year, ladies and gentlemen, its 49th show, incidentally, is called The Mad Whirl. And as I understand it, the show opened in Philadelphia around the 23rd of November, didn't it? That's at the Locust Street Theater. I saw a little review of it in the Times, and it said that my strength has improved. I'm able to lift the Sunday Times now. And in it, I noticed that your show, boys, is conceded, to be a great hit this season. And I would like to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the Mask and Wig show, This Mad Whirl, plays at the Hippodrome Theater in New York City on January 9th. Now, this evening, the spokesman for the Mask and Wig boys is Brother Chesley, Bitz Chesley, who is a guard on the football team, and is here with another sterling gentleman, Mr. Elverson. Of course, I don't know one boy from another. Incidentally, Mr. Elverson, I noticed in the paper today that Pop Warner has picked you as quarterback on his all-Eastern team. Did you see that? If any weighty problems come up, I'll let you tackle them for me. While incidentally, as long as you're quarterback when the show gets here, I suppose we should see you for the passes. Now I'm going to turn the mask and wig frolic over to Mr. Chesley. Thank you very much.
The first number is unfortunately going to be sung by me. It's called You're My Best Bet.
There's a bit of sporting blood in each of us, and luck must have its fling. When there's something good within the reach of us, we gamble on the pleasure it may bring. And I am that way too, especially when it comes to you. I wouldn't gamble on the snowball getting through Hades, nor would I ever play roulette. But I'd take the chance with you, baby. You're my best bet. I wouldn't count on Boris Karloff making the ladies, nor buy a tiger for a pet. But I'd take the chance with you, baby. You're my best bet. I wouldn't mix my drinks, they may not blend, nor would I eat whale blubber. I wouldn't cash a check for my best friend. It may be made of rubber. I used to dabble in the market for speculation, and what a Waterloo I met. But I'd take a chance with you, baby. You're my best bet.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, our head cheerleader down at the University of Pennsylvania, Ramey Martell, is going to do a tap dance for you to the tune of Whirligig. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our leading lady, Mr. Bob Kunzig, is going to sing a song. A song that we think is going to be a hit. It's called Something Has Happened to Me.
Life was so tranquil till the day we met. Now I am so upset. I never knew a nervous day until you were thrilling me. Something has happened to me. Can't conceal it. Look in my eyes. They reveal it. I'm in the middle of a grand revelation. And you're responsible for this sweet sensation. Here's my heart. Please don't break it. If we should part, I can't take it. It must be love that brings me such ecstasy. Something has happened to me, oh. Something has happened to me.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Pennsylvania's bid for All-American quarterback will sing the same song in ride time, Mr. Lou Elverson.
Something has happened to me. Can't conceal it. Look in my eyes. They reveal it. I'm in the middle of a grand revelation. And you're responsible for this sweet sensation. Here is my heart. Please don't break it, and if we should part, I can take it. It must be love that brings me such ecstasy. Something has happened to me, oh, something has happened to me.
Thank you very much. That was Lou Elverson, Bitch Chesley, Robert Kunzig and Remy Martell from the Mask and Wig Club. Incidentally, Brother Martell is the cheerleader for the team. I was just speaking to him about cheering conditions. The university had such an excellent football season this year, losing only one game to Yale, as I recall, that he's had quite a busy season of cheering. Incidentally, he tells me that a cheerleader in college gets a lot more out of it than just the average student, because the average student just graduates with a degree, but the cheerleader not only leaves school with his degree, but he also has laryngitis to go with it, which is very helpful in later life. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Hasty Pudding Club at Harvard, I am happy to have you meet Lawrence Davis, Gaspar Bacon, and Arnett McKinnon. Mr. McKinnon, you are going to be the spokesman for the... Who is Mr. McKinnon?
Right here, sir.
Well, I'm happy to know you, sir. My name is Alan.
I know.
Running a small business here with everything fried in butter. I feel a little more at home with Harvard fellas. I used to live up in Alston years ago, Alston, Mass. You know, do you fellas know by any chance Kitty, Copy, and Frisky at Harvard?
I think so.
Do you? And the campus G-man, Addie Apted, do you know him?
Oh, very well.
The campus G-man. Somebody told me to say that. I was wondering what happened if I did say it. So I've said it, and now nothing apparently has happened. But I, that's an old story with my jokes. I remember years ago, it makes me feel like an old man. We used to go over to Soldiers Field and watch the track team, the baseball team, and the football team. That's even before the stadium was built. I can remember when they started to build a stadium, the oldest inhabitant. The reason I wanted to tell you that, Mr. McKinnon, is because it shows you that if you take good care of yourself, you will live to profit thereby, I might say. Now, here I am, 3 years older than the Harvard Stadium, and not a bit of ivy showing on me anyway. To taking care of myself. Well, I'm going to turn the Hasty Pudding minutes over to you, Mr. McKinnon, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir. We're going to introduce a couple of brand new songs, which we're confident, well, anyway, we hope, are going to be heard a great many more times before our show hits town on April 9th and 10th. Watch your daily paper for further announcements. I'm only a sort of a stooge anyway, so I think I'll shoot the works and get both the announcements over at once. Take a well-earned rest. First number is sung by Mr. Gaspar Bacon, who composed both the words and the music. It has a kind of a snappy post-depression title, There's No Wolf Round My Door. The second number, a tune called Someday, will be sung by Mr. Lawrence Davis, and both of them will be accompanied by the man who's been the skeleton in our closet for some years, our accompanist, Mr. Zimmerman.
There's no wolf around my door. There's no tie of true devotion. Through with love, no more emotion. My gal turned me down. There's no wolf around my door. No young lady causing trouble, no young vixen playing double, my gal turned me down. Now sometimes I get lonely, well you'd be lonely too, if she broke your heart in little pieces, threw it away when she was through. There's no wolf around my door, I'm not crying, no I'm lucky. Haven't got a ducky wucky, my gal turned me down.
Someday, no matter where, someday you'll pass my way again. Once in dreams, then you faded away, but still I knew that somehow,
someday love would reveal my dream, and you will read the days and nights may drift along, but yet I'm sure I can't be wrong. I'll find you, darling, someday. Someday love would reveal my dream, and you will feel the days and nights may pass along, but yet I'm sure I can be wrong. I'll find you, darling, someday.
There's no wolf around my door, there's no tie of true devotion. Through with love, no more emotion. My gal turned me down. There's no wolf around my door, no young lady making trouble, no young vixen playing double. My gal, turn me, oh my gal, turn me down.
Thank you very much. With Lawrence Davis, Gaspar Bacon, and Arnett McKinnon, and Mr. Zimmerman. Thank you a lot, boys. And that concludes our contest, ladies and gentlemen. And now, while I get the winner from the applause machine, the young man around here in charge of statistics will report on his findings. All right, Harry.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, according to the latest figures, more and more people every week are listening to Town Hall Tonight. According to another set of figures, more and more people are daily becoming acquainted with the two products that make all of these Wednesdays with Fred Allen possible. And we deeply appreciate your remembering Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Hi, Panna, Sal Hepatica. All right, Fred, have you got the results?
Oh, Harry, this is terrible.
What's the matter?
Well, I just found out that the fellow who takes care of the applause machine for us is a Yale man.
Well, what about it?
Well, he was so upset because Yale hadn't been invited to compete against Pennsylvania, Princeton, and Harvard that he's gone back to New Haven and taken the applause machine with him. Now, I can't tell who won the contest.
Terrible, Fred. What are we going to do about it?
You know, I thought something like this would happen. So instead of getting just one silver trophy, I ordered three. Now, we'll have to call the contest a tie and award a cup to the Mask and Wig, the Triangle, and the Hastings Pudding Clubs all together. Thank you. I want to thank all of you boys who are so kind enough to cooperate with us tonight. Good night.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.